And the question we all have for Roy is, are you lubed up and are you ready to go?
I am lubed up. I am ready to just slip my way through the day.
Just to attack a Monday.
Yes.
All right.
Good for you, buddy. We're glad you're lubed up and ready to do this.
I meant liquored up, by the way.
I know.
For those who don't know where that little clip came from, I was supposed to say I get liquored up.
Uh-huh.
Lubed up came out.
Slip of the tongue.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Monday. How can we all do a show after Beyonce slayed what everyone is calling Baychella? Like, how do we continue? My wife watched it like twice yesterday, and it was what was that, like 2 hours?
I feel like I missed out on something in life because, you know, on my bucket list, like one of my top three things is to go to Coachella. And I feel like after this year, what's the point?
You know, I never saw it or heard it. How cool is that?
I'll have it in the dirty. Don't worry.
How cool is that? Was it on national TV?
No, it was live stream.
Oh, okay.
But what you can do, Roy, is, of course, listen to The Dirty at 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30 for the clips.
I'll
or just call my wife. Or I think Nicole watched it a bunch of times, too. Right? How many times did you watch it, producer Nicole?
Just once.
It
was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours. Good gosh.
That's what I'm saying. And Amanda kept rewinding.
She performed for 2 hours?
Yeah, she sang the entire time. She danced the entire time. She stepped the entire time. She did everything.
Yeah.
My God.
She brought Jay-Z out. She brought Destiny's Child out. It was a whole thing.
That sounds like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Amanda's like, oh, look, there's the twins. I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, the dancers that are the guy and the girl are twins. They've been
How
with her forever.
How did she know that?
Because she's Team Bay. I don't know.
Your wife does do that thing where she like knows track 16 that nobody knows.
Right.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Like she would hate this song that we're using to get going on a Monday.
Too mainstream.
Yeah. Oh, you're so basic. Welcome to your Monday, people. Let's attack the week. Here we go. Come on.
You got me.
She went all in. She went hard. Good for her. Good
she
for people at Coachella to see it.
Over 100 dancers. I mean, it was like her Super Bowl performance. I imagine that that's what her Super Bowl performance would have been.
Yeah. Yep. There you go with Jay-Z, Crazy in Love. It's the MRL Morning Show, and we are giving away $1,000 today.
It's called the Kiss Cash Code. Make sure you're listening at 8 o'clock. We'll give you the code word that can unlock $1,000.
I'm reading this list here, and we'll get into this like in just about an hour from now. Little things you can do that are so damn sexy, ladies, according to men. This is from Pop Sugar.
Yeah.
When you're decisive is on the list. Oh, is that a turn on? Oh,
really?
My gosh. My wife and I could not decide what to do for dinner last night, so I went my way and she went hers. But it is such a turn on when she's like, I want barbecue. I want salads.
Okay.
Because then I'll just follow along.
Okay.
But when you throw it back at me and you're like, I don't know, what are you feeling? I'm like, oh, here we go. Because no matter what I say, it's going to be what, Roy?
I don't like that.
Or right, wrong. Just straight wrong. No.
See, I guess I can agree with that because I feel that way about my husband. Like when he's, I don't know, what do you want to do? I'm like, just make a decision.
It's hot when they make decisions,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're going to get into that at 7. We're going to find out, ladies, what makes your man so dang sexy. We'll do that at 7. Up next, though, Loren, the next time, when are you traveling out of the country long term anytime soon? Long flight?
In July.
Okay. Well, airplane toilets might soon have a new trendy gadget inside them.
Okay.
Airplane toilets, new trendy gadget.
If you tell me a bidet.
We'll discuss that, and I'm going to tell you why I got shamed.
Really?
On Saturday. Yeah, and technically I was doing my job, but technically I shouldn't have been doing it at that time.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll discuss a little further in just about 4 minutes.
95.1.
As Roy would say, so there I was in Matthews at the Charlotte Independence soccer game. Charlotte Independence Pro Soccer right here in Matthews is awesome. Great night, food trucks, my wife, my son, and I were there. And my job was to do something that we call Facebook Live with a client.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go do appearances at a car dealership or appearances at a phone store where you're there for like, you know, 2 hours just saying hi to people, meeting and greeting and, you know, hanging out, or you could go to a client and do a Facebook Live. That was my job, with the Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So Dean and I, my 4-year-old, soon to be 5-year-old son in a couple weeks, we are honorary captains.
Oh, that's cool.
So we get to walk out. First come the referees. Behind the referees are me and Dean. Then on the left side is the Charlotte Independence, and on the right side is the North Carolina team out of Raleigh.
Very cool. How many people are at this event? Thousands?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
4, maybe?
That's great.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
So we walk out onto the field, and meanwhile, I start my Facebook Live because our sales executive, who's in charge of the client, the Charlotte Independence, is like, it would be awesome if you do it. He's British. So he'd be like, it'd be awesome if you do it while you're walking out. They want you to have that video of you walking out. Video. I was like, all right, I'll do it. So I start my Facebook Live, and I'm like, hey, here we are. Get a look at everything. Well, with that, we stand, and they're like, remove your caps for the singing of the national anthem.
Well, you didn't think that was coming?
Nobody told me that was coming.
That happens at every sporting event.
But I thought we would walk back. Okay. I'm out in the field on Facebook Live for the national anthem.
And now, not only do you look like you don't care about the national anthem, but now you're eating the client's Facebook Live time with the national anthem.
2 minutes yeah. of the national anthem.
So Facebook Live, like, you don't want to go more than 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, like, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. So people are, like, talking, like, hey, Manny, this is awesome. Where are you? Oh,
it
looks
like,
great.
Be quiet, the national anthem's on.
So the ref goes, you should shut that off. And I go,
I can't.
I didn't want, what am I going to say?
Yeah.
The person's like, oh, the land of the free. And I'm going to go, sorry, let me explain to you what's going on here.
Yeah.
I'm working. Because it doesn't look like I'm working. It looks like I'm just a jerk doing it for my own personal experience.
Right. Yeah, the soccer people actually paid me to do this.
I have nothing that says I'm with KISS. They did announce us. They said Manny and his son Dean from the Manny. They said Manny, not
really?
Manny. And his son
yay.
Dean from the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1. Perfect introduction.
Wow.
But the ref is like, you should shut that off. because we're standing in the middle of the field with 4,000 people staring at
us. So what did you do?
I left it on. You should watch it.
Meanie whispered back, I really should. It just kept it going.
Yeah, you'll see me. You guys should go to the Kiss 95.1's Facebook page if you get a minute today and just check out the video. You don't have to watch the whole thing. Just check it out because you'll see my eyes looking down because I'm acknowledging to the people.
I can't talk to you right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But when I was like to the ref, I was like, what? Maybe you should call a foul.
I was wondering while I was looking at one point, like below your chin.
Yes, not a great angle. No. I was trying to hide the phone.
I was wondering what you were doing.
I'm hiding the phone.
I didn't have audio on. I just kind of saw it like briefly, and I'm like, what?
Why isn't he talking to you? Yeah, why can I only see his chin?
And I was like, you know, he probably doesn't know how to operate the dang thing. And I kept scrolling. And now I know there was something really funny happening.
It was a disaster. But it was a good disaster because once they stopped, you know, we got the video going and we went and ate and ended up having some fun. So there you go. The Charlotte Independent Soccer Team, I think they're moving to Memorial Stadium.
Cool.
They're doing renovations up there and they're going to make their way over there. Well, should be pretty fun. Oh, they play the fans play the drums the entire time.
That's cool.
You just hear like doom, 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 doom. And the weird horn. Hur, hur, hur. Not the rap horn.
Okay. Oh, it's the sports
horn. It's like the sports horn. Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
Well, Manny, you're not the only one that had a mess up during the national anthem this weekend.
Oh, good.
Yeah, one of our good friends sang the national anthem, and I have audio for the dirty, but it's pretty bad. She forgot the words.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll find out which good friend that is.
Get some like Ozzy or something ready. So you know someone messed it up too.
Yeah, for sure. And then I want to find out. I heard that Roy and his boyfriend moved his boyfriend into Roy's place. Lauren, but I heard that somehow Roy ended up moving something into the mover's house.
Roy moved for the movers?
That's what I heard. Is there some truth to that? Okay, good.
That.
Yeah, this story we've got to hear in less than 10 minutes. Today is gonna be Lauren, there soon may be an answer to long airline flights with a stinky bathroom. I'll tell you about that coming up in 10 minutes. You're on your way to Italy this summer.
Yes.
And you know if you're on the flight for a long period of time with a lot of passengers, there's no answer to a stinky bathroom. Well, now there's a new contraption coming. The name of it is funny, and it's very trendy, and it'll be coming to a long-distance flight near you. We'll get into that in 10 minutes. But, Roy.
So, over the weekend, I finally moved my boyfriend, Sterling, into my place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the process, we had to take a lot of things to storage because I have my furniture and his furniture. And, y'all, we only have a one-bedroom apartment. We don't have a big, you know, house. So, we hired two guys through U-Haul. So, yep. U-Haul contracts people. So, we got the U-Haul and two people to come help us move.
Like day laborers.
Day laborers.
Love it.
Yeah. So, we get everything up. And sidebar, Sterling wanted me to help the guys.
Okay, and is that the whole point of hiring movers?
I'm against helping because we're paying for them to help us.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. If there was one guy I can see.
Yeah, but there's two. And I already gave them my dolly to use. So I kind of felt like I contributed.
Like they came ill prepared.
Was Sterling helping or was he just aiming you to help?
Yeah, no, he's like, hey, go help me with this. And I'm like, they got it.
Right.
They got it. Like, just watch.
Yeah.
So anyways, so we finally get everything to the storage. And when we get there, his coffee table and end table doesn't fit. Now, he originally got the coffee table and end table for free, and it's kind of crappy. And we were prepared because it didn't fit into storage to throw it away. So the guy says, I don't live that far from the U-Haul, our mover. He says, I don't live far from the U-Haul. Can we drop it off at my place?
So when you take the truck back, you could drop it off at his place, then go right back to the U-Haul place.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, sure, that
but
sounds
now
great.
You're involved in moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I'm driving, which, by the way, he lives nowhere near the U-Haul. I'm driving 15 minutes away from where the U-Haul
go.
I might pass North Davidson.
And by I live near the U-Haul really meant I live in the opposite direction.
Yeah, seriously. Okay. And then next thing you know, I'm helping this guy move a coffee table in his own home. And I don't know how it happened. I'm like in this guy's house looking around. And then like,
is he yelling at, is he and the other guy that you hired are like, no, they'll get it.
At some point, because you could just put that down there. And I'm like, okay. Put it down.
That's awesome.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Only so me would somehow hire movers and somehow move them.
Yeah, right?
Listen, I have to have the U-Haul back. We'll take it back when you're done, sir. And you promised me an end table.
All right, so a scary moment for Will Ferrell over the weekend. This happened Thursday night. We found out about it Friday after the show.
Yes, we did, yep.
But his SUV flipped over in a car accident. Now, he was not driving, and he did go to the hospital to be checked out, but was later released. Unfortunately, two other passengers that were in the vehicle remain in the hospital in stable condition. Now, another car hit his SUV, and then the SUV hit the divider and flipped over. So definitely a scary moment for Will Ferrell. Coachella, that everyone's talking about, recently renamed Baychella. Beyonce did perform. It was the 20th anniversary of Destiny's Child, so of course she brought the girls with her. Kelly and Michelle were on hand, and they performed Lose My Breath, Say My Name, among others. And something that I don't think anyone realized during the performance, because I watched it, and Nicole and I watched it again because we heard about this, but Beyonce had two wardrobe malfunctions. She suffered one during the Destiny's Child set, and then another one while she was doing her dance battle with her sister. Jay-Z was also there to join her for Deja Vu.
I asked Amanda about the Destiny's Child reunion, and she said it was, it wasn't. Was that true? Did the girls not really?
I mean, I think everyone was really excited because it was Destiny's Child was back together. Mm. Was it as good as, like, when they were together in their prime? No.
I
mean,
it's different.
Yeah, I feel like that's to be expected.
Okay.
Okay, so Dancing with the Stars released their lineup, and they are doing an all-athletes Dancing with the Stars. Now, I feel like this is going to hurt their ratings because it's a lot of people that, nobody's ever heard of.
I know nothing about sports.
It's a lot of basketball players, a lot of Olympians, a lot of NFL players. And the biggest name, I would say, is Tanya Harding.
Okay. Wow, that's the biggest name?
Yeah.
No, that's not good.
No,
they may be pretty to look at. I'll watch to see the beauty.
The athletes always do the best, though.
Yeah, on mute.
The athletes always do the best.
I know, and I think that that's why they decided to go this direction. That or there just wasn't enough B-celebrities.
My 81-year-old aunt could care less who it is. She just likes the dancing, so I think they're...
Really?
Oh, yeah. She does not care about those celebrities. She just wants to see them dance. So the fact that they're athletes and they're going to be competitive, I think my aunt will be into that.
Really? I love dance. I'm a dancer by nature. But I don't think I'll watch this season.
Yeah.
Especially once Tanya Harding's off. But I'll hate watch Tanya Harding.
I remember, like, Geraldo was on. And like, I was interested in that, and he was awful and got voted off in the first week anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the bigger the celebrity, the worse they are at dancing.
At least if you're, like, tied into somebody originally, you'll learn to love other people as you watch.
I guess.
So, I don't know.
Who forgot the anthem?
Rachel Platten.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was not good.
Oh, no. Oh, Rach.
She started over.
Good for her. Where was that?
That was... Where
was that?
She was at a soccer game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa, a soccer game.
Not the Charlotte Independence.
Not there. Although, how awesome would that have been if you were on Facebook Live happened?
That could have been my footage.
That could have been your footage. But anyway.
All right.
That is your Dirty for now. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you what longtime couple just split after 6 years.
All right, cool. We're going to tell you about this new contraption coming to an airplane near you, and it has to do with the toilet. We'll discuss in less than 10 minutes. Hey.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
We'll tell you guys here in a second, if you're not buying this for yourself, science says you're doing a disservice to yourself. Got to be buying this for yourself. We'll get to that in a minute. But, Loren, you might be heading off to Italy this summer.
Yes.
During our summer break.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to report that on long-distance flights now, airplane toilets might soon come with the trendy butt spray.
With a bidet.
That's according to the New York Post. Long plane journeys often leave the most seasoned traveler feeling like they need to freshen up, right?
Ew.
And if plane designers have their way, they soon will be getting fresh butts on board because planes might be getting bidgets, they're called.
Bidgets.
Mm-hmm.
That just sounds like a bad word.
It cleaned your bits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a new item that's being built by some, I don't know, airplane modeling company.
Does it spray water up your...
Yeah.
The butt spray, which is popular already in the Middle East, Asia, and Japan, have not made their way over to the States. Some designs run like a fountain, while others offer a front or back spritzer for the nether regions.
Uh-huh.
Spritzer.
The functions can be controlled by a remote control on the wall. There's also an LED light-up option, which Lorraine would love.
I'm in there with my iPhone jamming to some EDM.
The different designs are expected to appeal to different regions depending on where you are. Okay, huh. The designs could be rolled out on commercial flights or aircraft. The bidgets could be coming soon to the United States, so keep your butt open for the bidget.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever used one of those bidets before?
I've never used a bidet.
I have not either. I mean, I've used bathrooms that have had them, but yeah. I've never used one personally. But I will say this. I've been on some flights, and there are some, like, messy people that go into those bathrooms. Yeah. I've come out, and I was like, I'm judging all of you. You are disgusting people. Like, this bathroom was trashed, and I'm sure it was one person, you know? But it stinks because it ruins it for the rest of them.
But
literally, it stinks.
If you're on an international flight, you're on the plane for a long... You could be on there from 12 to 20 hours.
Yeah.
Like, longest flight I've ever been on is 6 hours. That was, like, from New York to San Francisco, you know?
Yeah.
But 12 hours on a plane with the same people.
I've always wondered about the water pressure.
About it, buddy?
Well, how much pressure does it really shoot up there?
On the bidet?
Yeah.
Don't know.
I'm really interested in that.
They hook it up to the jet engine, though, I'm sure. It's like a fire hose.
I don't know how much it's cleaning out.
Roy comes flying out of the door.
Yeah.
Oh, and I turned it up.
I've always wondered
about
that.
It's like Ace Ventura coming out of the bathroom.
Yeah. Do not go in there. That's right. All right. Science says you should buy yourself flowers. And if you're not buying yourself flowers, then you need to be doing this right now. Science says that flowers can decrease anxiety. Flowers actually make you smile. And flowers spark creativity. So if you're jammed up at your job, put a bunch of flowers or some flowers on your desk. Mm-hmm. Side note, make sure you're not allergic to said flowers or else you'll be sneezing the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay? So science says you should buy yourself flowers. If nobody else is buying them for you, buy yourself the flowers for your own creativity.
I'm not a big flower fan. They remind me of funerals.
Oh, I love flowers.
Yeah, I'm not a big flower fan.
Who brings flowers to funerals? Oh, I guess you send the wreaths and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the smell of it reminds me of funerals.
Okay.
So
it's morbid.
Yeah.
A little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, but I love flowers.
Once again, Roy going against science.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan. You know, luckily Sterling's not a big fan of flowers. I never have to buy him any.
That's good.
Yeah, it's great. I don't have to bring a bouquet of roses. Never.
See, I buy flowers for Amanda once in a while, and I don't know whether to have them at the house or at the office. But now science just said have them at the office for the creativity and for a smile and to decrease anxiety. She's got to have them at the office. That's my answer.
Okay.
All right, let's take a quick break, but let's get your phone calls going right now, you guys, because it is 6:42 in the morning. And some of you on a Monday are already having what we call a hot mess Monday.
704-570-9595. Are we on Facebook Live? We are. Okay. You can also go on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page.
Yep.
And tell us, why is your Monday already a hot mess?
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation.
Home is unique. That's why Orkin relies on the latest science to get rid of pests. Visit Orkin.com today. Orkin, pest control down to a science.
QB1, also known as Cam Newton, is, of course, bringing back his fourth annual Kicking It with Cam Celebrity Kickball Tournament. Get your team signed up. Get your office signed up. If your company wants to have some fun on a Friday afternoon with Cam and all the other players, then you want to check out cam1newton.com. That's cam1newton.com for details, and you can help Cam and his foundation raise some money to benefit the kids here in our community.
That's so cool. Kickball with celebrities.
That's it, man.
So cool.
And we're out there. We have a team. We have a lot of fun on that Friday, which is happening on June 1st. So sign your team up now. Hot Mess Monday. We got a tweet from Dan who said, hot mess already. I can't get my car started.
Oh, no.
I'm waiting for AAA.
Yeah, it's already kind of cold outside. Mm. Yeah.
Yep. My hot mess Monday is my air conditioning broke last night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, good thing it's cool today.
But I had to open all the windows, and that took forever. Like, me, Dean, and Amanda were laying on top of all of our blankets to trying to stay cool. So what was your hot mess situation that you've had in, like, the last 24 hours or so, or maybe even the last couple minutes on a Monday morning?
704-570-9595.
Maney, Roy, and Lorette. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
You know, we have so many people saying, hey, how do I win $1,000? It's very simple. All you do is listen at 8 a.m., 11, 1, 4, and 6. We'll give you a code word, and you text it to 40772. And you even got 15 minutes to do that. So
yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah, we managed to talk the company into giving you guys $1,000 five times a day. Or the shot of winning it anyway. It's called the KISS Cash Code. And like Roy said, we're going to do it in just about an hour from now.
Now, this is called Hot Mess Monday. You know, it's right now 6:54. And today, you just can't even. What's going on? 704-570-9595. A lot of people, by the way, it's tweeting us. And a lot of people are sending us messages on our Facebook Live. If you look up KISS 95.1, you can watch us.
Mm-hmm.
Call in.
Yeah, and let us know. We did get a tweet from Chelsea who said she turned on the Keurig in her kitchen and walked out and forgot to put the coffee cup under it.
That's awesome.
Which means the coffee just spilt everywhere.
You know, my mom, because my apartment has the automated coffee machines, my mom has the hardest time picking what coffee cup first on the screen.
Mm.
She always picks, so like the coffee cup overflows. She like picks a large when really the cup's a medium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Always. And so then my mom's like getting all these napkins to try to catch hot coffee.
Scale it back, Cindy.
I can see Cindy.
She never does it right.
You know, maybe you got storm damage. Maybe you're waking up this morning with a tree across your yard because of the storms yesterday. We'd like to hear people, well, of course, we don't like that, but we were interested to hear if you got any storm damage. Maybe that's why your Monday's off to a hot mess Monday.
All right, let's bring in Katie. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing really, really well. And you're one of those fantastic people that also watches the show on Facebook Live. So thank you so much for watching and listening. Tell us, why is it a hot mess Monday for you?
Well, like I said, my boss got fired last week. And so the store's just kind of in an uproar, and we're all sad she's gone. And now they've got some guy who sits there all day in the office and has me running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
Aww.
So you're working so hard.
This new boss came in and put you to work, whereas the old boss was just kind of like you had your own rules.
Well, yeah, she was a lot more funner. You know, we could play and still get our work done, but this guy's just temporary until they could find somebody to take over the store. But he's got me doing orders, learning how to do counts. And I barely get lunch break, and he's just still steady, sitting in the office in the chair, hollering my name all day long.
Oh, well, the no lunch break is no good. But did you ever think, you know, the other boss was more fun, let you guys play around? Maybe that's why they got fired.
Yeah. I've seen a connection.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a productivity thing in your office.
At least he would feed us.
Yeah.
We would always get food and whatever. And we could all be, you know, playing and laughing and joking, and the customers enjoy it. I'm in there singing all day. So,
all right, yeah, Katie. So well, keep your head up. This guy's only temporary. The new guy they're going to bring in. Make sure you guys break him in right away.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Katie.
Katie's like, we had a karaoke machine out in the back room, and for about 4 hours a day, we had a concert. I don't know why he got fired.
It was the best.
We just hanging out, having a good time. Isn't that what you all do at your office?
Corporate saying productivity's down. Well, you know why it's down? Because we ain't got no fun around here. Had a disco ball came down from the sky. Spent our budget on that.
That's a necessity. I love you, Katie.
Barton. I love DJ Friday. Y'all have Casual Friday. We did DJ Friday. We had a DJ come on in.
I want to work with her.
Yeah, we turned our loading dock into a dance floor.
So Sunday, Tuesdays, because we don't work on Sundays, because why not? Like, strange. Like, what?
Oh, man.
Barbara in Belmont, welcome to the MRO morning show.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're okay, Barbara. I heard Belmont got hit pretty hard yesterday in that storm. Tell us about it on your Hot Mess Monday.
It did, and we're in the process of getting a carpet all through our house, and they're coming this morning, and last night we're, you know, trying to do the final, move everything out of the way so they can get everything done, and we find a puddle of water in front of our front door, and we cannot figure out where the water's coming from, and we're like, really? Mm. We got all this carpet coming in this morning, and now we got a puddle of water, and we don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah. So, I wonder if maybe the carpet people might be able to help you, you know.
I don't know, maybe.
Oh. Maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, they might have an idea.
No, my homeowners will help me, because that's who's on my call, and just the 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck, Barbara. Do you have trees down and stuff?
No trees. Luckily, I finally moved to a place where I don't have to worry about big trees, and now I've got windows that are leaking or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with everything. Sorry to hear that, okay?
Thanks.
All right. One more, Roy.
This is Jennifer in Mount Holly. You're on the MRO Morning Show.
Good morning, my love.
Good morning.
I was calling. My hot mess started Friday.
What happened?
Well, Dad had another cancer surgery.
Ooh.
I was on my way to the hospital, had a flat tire.
What? That's just bad luck.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. I go to change my tire. My tire's flat. My spare's flat. So I have to get rescued.
Well, you're supposed
to. Finally get to the hospital, and there's some complications.
Mm.
So we spent all weekend with Dad.
Well, your Monday had to be better, Jennifer. Come on.
Well, yeah. Wait a minute.
It gets worse. Hang on.
No,
man.
You can't.
Jennifer.
We can't do any worse.
I mean, her spare was flat on top of her tire.
Even a movie has three bad plots, then something good happens.
Right.
No, wait a minute. I'm still waiting on my goods for today. I go out. This morning, my car won't even crank.
Oh, no. Listen, Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing that with
Jen.
Us. If you want to get your Hot Mess Monday in Monday on 704-570-9595 or just send it online at the MRL show.
And remember, if you spilt something on yourself this morning, you're not as bad as Jennifer.
I know.
So be happy about that.
Pours,
and we're all
man.
Thinking of you, Jen.
Yes.
All right. We are going to talk about little things that you do, ladies, according to men, that just is so dang sexy. And just a couple of them, Loren, are physical. How about that? So it's a whole other list that we're going to get into in just about 5 minutes.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Somebody sent us a tweet to At the MRL Show, and her name is Chelsea. She said, At the MRL Show, I'm ready for that $1,000 Kiss Cash code word. So what she did, she set alarms at 7:15, 7:55, 10:55, 12:55, 3:55, and 5:55 to give herself a five-minute warning on when we're going to give you the code word.
Okay, that's not a bad tactic. You never know. Sometimes I'm going to be played a little early.
Oh, please don't tell anyone my tactics.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Chels.
Yep. So make sure you're listening. Kiss Cash Code comes less than an hour from now, 8 o'clock.
All right, what is it? Do we get the phones rolling on this? You guys can get your calls in before we even start on this list because it's so simple. But I think it's something that we all need to hear as a man, as a heterosexual man, Roy. I'll play this game.
Okay.
This is things that guys find so dang sexy about you ladies, right? So what we want to hear is from the ladies what they find so dang sexy about their man. Now, if you're in a same-sex relationship, we'll take those calls, too. What do you find so sexy about your man? All right? This is according to Pop Sugar. So the little things you do that are so dang sexy, ladies, according to the guys, is when you have passion for something. That's one of them.
Yeah.
When you have passion and drive for whether it's your job, your hobby, a sport you play, whatever it is, that's a real turn-on for men.
I love it.
Good. Okay. The next one.
I feel the same about men.
When you get along with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to us.
It's all about you, huh?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No. At least not on the first or second date.
Okay.
It's important when you get along with all of our friends. Did you get along with all of Dallas's friends at first?
Yeah, pretty
good.
Much.
Okay.
I tried to run with Dallas's friends, which turned into a whole nother thing.
What?
Hey, you know, the first like 6 months of Dallas and I's relationship was kind of a train wreck. I had just turned 21, but I thought I could like drink with the boys and like, go out and hang, and I couldn't.
Right, right. Yeah. Constantly being dragged out of the bar and carried out.
Yeah.
Ladies, what do you find sexy about your man? Your man, whatever it is, 704-570-9595. The list we're doing, this is what men find sexy about you, ladies. When you touch us.
Okay.
I don't think like that, Roy.
What are you laughing about over there?
Duh.
I mean, he's five.
Oh. No, not that, Roy.
But they do. No. I bet they did.
You but I'm sure you love as that, a result. Too.
Amanda, my wife, loves the touch. Loves her hair rubbed, loves a massage, loves
too.
Any hand holding. Will you do the rose garden on my arm, whatever it is?
I've never heard the rose garden.
Neither have I.
But okay.
Really? When you rub your fingers, isn't that called the rose? Like if she turns her arm over?
No, I just scratched my arm.
Yeah, it's rose garden, I heard. Okay,
well,
anyway.
Sterling loves massages, and I refuse to give him a back massage. He likes it to where he's like practically being beaten in the back, and I feel like it's assault every time I try to give my boyfriend a massage.
You're like, going to use this against me at some point.
I feel like if there's a video camera, it's me attacking another man, and I'm trying to give a back massage. I'll pass. I don't do any of that stuff.
Amanda always tells me I'm doing it too light, too. All right, anyway, but men do love to just be touched, rubbed, get your head rubbed, rub our neck, whatever it is, ladies. Men like that. Another thing that men love about you, ladies, is when you know the dirty rap lyrics. That's right. You don't stop when the rap song gets a little out of control.
That's funny.
You got to belt it. My wife loves that, too.
704-570-9595. What makes your man so sexy? You can also send a tweet at the MRL show. Facebook, look up Kiss 95.1. You can watch us there and tell us your story. Christy and Charlotte, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Fantastic.
Good. Hey, listen, I was a single mom for years and got used to doing everything by myself, but there is nothing sexier than a man realizing that you're carrying a load of, like, heavy groceries or a duffel bag going to a baseball game, and he offers to take the bag for you without you having to ask.
Mm-hmm.
He just lands up and does what he's supposed to do.
I love that, too.
Isn't that...
helpful, man.
Isn't that a turn-on? I mean, Christy... What about the guy who loves his girl, okay, because she does something, even though she doesn't love it, she knows how important it is to him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, obviously, it's a two-way street, but the list that we have in front of us is things that guys love about their girls, and I think that's kind of cool, too, is like Amanda is so big on that. I went to New York on spring break. I took her to the Mets game. Out all the way out on Long Island in 50-degree weather.
Yeah.
Could care less, but she went because she knew it was important to me.
Exactly. Oh. Compromise.
That's true. Compromise is sexy.
Oh, is that what that's called? Compromise?
Yeah.
So now I have something coming?
Yeah, you got to do something for her.
There you go. Christy, you said you were single. Are you with someone now?
I am, and he's fabulous. He does all those things.
Okay.
Good for you. Thanks, Christy. Have a great week.
All right, this is Emily and Raquel. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi. So I think that a man who finds, like, who is able to connect with children really well is so sexy. Like, personally, my man has incredible baby fever, like worse baby fever than I do, and I think it is so cute and attractive, and it drives me nuts how well he is, like, with children.
That's great.
That is good.
What's he say? Like when you say he's got baby fever, like, what are some of the things he says to you?
Oh my God. If we see a kid in public, he like freaks out. If it's a baby, he like will make faces at it and start like playing with it, talking to the moms and stuff. Like he just immediately is drawn to children. He loves like, I'm a nanny for a living. So like I'll send him videos of the 2-year-old that I babysit and stuff. And he like loves it. He thinks it's the cutest thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. I do the same thing, Emily, except I do it with dogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I'll walk up to a neighbor walking a dog and I'm like, how's my buddy?
I love your animal Thanks, voice. Emily.
High pitch.
High pitch voice.
Yeah. Hey, where are you going? You wanna go to the park?
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right. So fans are throwing major shade at Taylor Swift all over a cover that she did. And I don't think it's that bad. I'll have it for you coming up in the dirty, and you guys can decide for yourself. 10 minutes.
Cool. And a couple people are left on hold if you want to jump in and tell us what's so dang sexy about your man. 704-570-9595. We'll run through some more calls.
The Manny Roy and
four Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangle.
Approaching Independence, a crash. Audrey Kell Road at Providence Row Lane. And Freedom Drive at Moorhead Street. Lane's blocked with a wreck here. Also a malfunctioning traffic signal. Berry Drive at Wilkinson Boulevard. Traffic brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. The newest Moe's Southwest Grill, Carowinds, next to Cabela's, is now rolling with 20-plus ingredients to choose from. Moe's makes burritos, tacos, and more fresh for you at Moe's Carowinds.
Okay. All right. Facebook Live is off the chain this morning. Trinity said, I never expected Manny to look like such a dad. What does that mean?
You look like a dad.
I'm 40, man. Come on. I'm still young at heart. How are, Brittany says, I love it when my husband does construction in our house. That's what makes him so dang sexy. He's working on several projects, and I love his tore-up work jeans.
Ooh. You know, what I love is when Dallas mows the lawn.
Ah, like, does Longboy wear a shirt or no shirt?
He wears a shirt, but he's got like the t-shirt with cut-off sleeves.
Whoa.
So his arms like are glistening and he's sweating. It's hot.
Yep. He's out there sweating and Lorenz inside the air conditioning. Oh, Longboy.
Sipping my rosé.
Keep your line straight. Let's bring in Maria from Hickory. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What makes your man so dang sexy, Maria?
Oh, I love it. I love it when he already knows what I'm going to say, when he asks me something, like, what do you want to have for dinner or whatever? And I'm like, and I'm about to say it, and he just knows exactly. He just hits the spot wherever I know. I like.
That's it for you, huh?
Really? That's sexy. I think that would annoy me after some time.
I really would. If we go out together in Dallas, like Dallas already knows, I've been talking all day about my dirty martini, and we'll sit down and he'll order two dirty martinis for us. And I love that. I think that means you paid attention to what I said earlier.
That's it. That's it. Roy, you're annoyed by the person who's, you know,
speaking for you,
but it's really remembering. Thanks, Maria. Have a great day.
Okay, this is Cara in Charlotte. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
So my boyfriend is a baker, and his treats, his cakes, his cupcakes are absolutely delicious, and I love that about him.
That's cool. Yeah. I want to try his cakes.
I don't know. Is there... Don't take this the wrong way, Kara. Just playing devil's advocate. Is there anything selfish to liking his job that he has to do? Be like, I love my wife. She cleans homes for a living, and boy, our place is spotless. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't do it as his primary job. It's just a hobby of his. And he does, have a few customers and everything, but I do sometimes get the urge to ask him, like, so what about those strawberry crunch cupcakes?
There you go. All right. Thanks for calling. Have a great week, Kara, okay?
Y'all too. Thanks. Bye.
All right. We're going to get into Lorenz Dirty in 3 minutes on KISS.
Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
So Taylor Swift tried to do something good for her fans, and she released a cover for Spotify. Now, this happened on Friday, and people are not happy with it whatsoever. It is a cover of Earth, Wind, and Fire's September, and she doesn't do it the same way. Like, it's not as upbeat.
September to remember.
Exactly. It's not upbeat. It's a little bit more country slow, like kind of like what Miley Cyrus does, I guess. Take a listen.
Sounds like our first record.
Yeah.
I'm about to hear Romeo and Juliet here any second.
Huh. So they say, so wait, I didn't know the lyrics. I thought it was September to Remember, but it's not.
See that you remember.
Okay, thanks, T.
I actually liked it, but people, were going crazy on Twitter about it. They did not love it. So after 6 years
Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got to say something.
Hashtag leave that to us.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
So Bella and John Cena, Nikki Bella, excuse me, and John Cena have ended their 6-year relationship and engagement.
Ooh.
Yeah, they've gone their separate ways. They said it was a difficult decision, but they still have love and respect for each other and ask for their privacy during this time.
Will that be on the TV show?
I don't know.
No.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they still have to work together.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like...
Unless the show's going to end.
Maybe
or they'll be off of it.
Maybe it was a farce. Maybe the whole thing was fake.
If I find out Chris Jenner's a producer, I have reason to believe.
Okay, so
Chris Kardashian. I said Chris Jenner. Chris Kardashian.
I heard she changed her name?
She changed it now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Justin Bieber went to Coachella and got into a fist fight. But this one was actually for a good cause. Now, he was at an after party, and a guy came in appearing to be high on something and went nuts on his girlfriend. Well, Justin and his friend yelled at the guy and jumped in, and then it got physical when Justin punched him in the face so that he would release the girl.
Stay away, Justin. That could have turned really bad, and I'm sure that'll come back to bite him.
Yeah, he's going to get a $1 million lawsuit for sure for breaking a nose or something.
Yeah, the guy was thrown out of the party, by the way. Beyonce, of course, speaking of Coachella, is what everyone's talking about. And she had Destiny's Child with her, and they performed Say My Name.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running, say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the search and change?
I think that sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
People were saying that D-Child wasn't that great, but I thought
Kelly
they were good.
Was there, Michelle, Solange, Jay-Z performed too, and it was
great.
It was beautiful.
Let's play Can't Beat the Rain, 704-570-9595. Call now, take her down.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
No bathroom break
Hi,
for you yet,
Lorraine.
Thanks for
shopping at Gabe's. Did you find everything you were looking for?
Pineville location is now open in the Centrum. Shop the season's newest trends in ladies, men, kids, and home at unbelievable prices. It all happens when you Gabe on.
Yep, we have to talk about our favorite carpet company, which, by the way, is coming tomorrow to my house, Lorraine.
Oh, you beat me.
Zero Res.
I have an appointment on Wednesday.
Yep, they're coming tomorrow. And the great thing about Zero Res carpet cleaning, if you don't know, is that they use something called empowered water, which is chemical-free. I've said this before. There's a certain company. One, the van looks super shady, like something Roy would drive. And two, it says Chem on the side. Like, the name of their company is like Chem something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want the word Chem in my carpet cleaning company. I just don't.
No, that's why we trust Zero Res, because it's safe for the kids and pets. And, you know, it doesn't take like 24 hours to walk on your carpets afterwards. You can walk on them after just a couple hours.
704-509-4488 is the number to call. You're going to get a 3-room Manny and Loren special for just $119.
You can also check them out online at ZeroCharlotte.com.
Okay, now you can run out of the studio
Thank
if you,
you
have to.
Why are Beth
and Game?
Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Denise and Luke, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hi. Hey. Hi, you guys are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Woohoo!
As a team, I always hate playing teams. I feel like it's an unfair advantage.
Especially when you have a 14-year-old in the car.
Ooh.
Oh, all right.
Wow. All right, let's see how you guys do.
Okay, beat it.
I'm going.
All right, Lorena's leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, we've got 4 cameras set up in here. And you will actually be able to see she's out of the studio where she cannot hear the questions.
Thanks to Dunkin' Donuts for hooking up this segment. If you beat Loren, you guys, you walk away with a $100 gift card from Dunkin', home of the new go-tos. 2 breakfast sandwiches for $2, $3, or $5, okay?
Woohoo!
All right, here we go. Question number 1. Will Ferrell was involved in a serious car accident on Friday morning. True or false, he was a cast member on the TV show Saturday Night Live?
True.
Question 2. John Stamos and his wife welcomed their first child late Sunday evening. And what sitcom did Stamos star in with babies Mary-Kate and Ashley?
Full House.
Bay slayed weekend 1 of Coachella and reunited her girl band with whom she got her career started with. What band is that?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Bay, Beyonce, slayed weekend 1 of Coachella and reunited her girl band whom she started her career with. Which group are we talking about?
Destiny's Child.
Question 4. The Walking Dead season finale was last night, and it's over. Which network does the show air on, The Walking Dead?
HBO.
Question 5. The Weeknd appeared to break down while performing at his California festival after singing 2 songs that are allegedly about Selena. Which festival was he and all the celebrities at? Okay.
Come on.
Honk your horn, girl. Get happy. Come on in, Loren.
It's going to be a tough battle. Loren, Denise, and Luke got 4 correct.
Okay.
All right.
Loren wearing her Rosé and Shine pink shirt. Here we go. Question number one. Will Ferrell was involved in a serious car accident on Friday morning. True or false? He was a cast member of Saturday Night Live.
True.
That's right. 1-1.
Stamos and his girlfriend welcomed their first, or his wife welcomed their first child late Sunday evening. What sitcom did John Stamos star in with Mary-Kate and Ashley?
Full House.
That is correct. 2-2.
Bae slayed weekend one of Coachella and reunited her girl band with whom she got her career started. Which group are we talking about?
Destiny's Child.
You got it right. 3-3.
And The Walking Dead season finale was last night. Which network does The Walking Dead air on? Three.
It is AME.
That is incorrect.
Don't worry.
Denise and Luke said HBO, which is also incorrect. It's AMC.
AMC. Dang it.
All right. Okay. Now, we're tied.
Okay.
Let's see how we do here.
All right.
Oof, we got something.
All right.
The Weeknd appeared to break down while performing at his California festival after just singing two songs allegedly about Selena.
Uh-huh.
What festival was he and all the other stars at?
Coachella.
That is correct. Final score, 4-4. It's a tie.
Oh. Denise and Luke.
Tie goes to the house.
Sounds like our show. They're talking over each other.
I know. It's like I almost caught that.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You know what I want to hear before we let you go?
We're Denise and Luke, and we can't beat Loren, but we sure can have fun trying.
And you can tie me.
Thanks for playing, you guys. Have a great day, okay?
Bye. Thank you.
All right. See you guys.
Still to come.
We are the morning show, the bus cheaters, making Charlotte safe today.
So we're going to find out if Haley has anything on Justin. Because Justin was supposed to be at the hairdresser, and when she checked in on him to see what he was up to, he wasn't there, and guess what? Neither was the hairdresser.
Ooh, okay.
So where were they? What were they doing? We'll find out.
Plus, we got the kids' cash code, giving away $1,000. It all starts less than 10 minutes from now.
It's mycomputercareer.edu, mycomputercareer.edu.
You know, there's a hidden, the hidden menu items, hidden gems at restaurants, you know those things? Have you seen those articles? You know, Essex Bar and Bistro kind of has one of them that I don't think a lot of people know. They actually have sushi.
They have sushi.
It's not on the menu. It's like a separate menu you get.
Yeah, and it's only, it's every day, but it starts at 4 p.m. and it goes all the way to close.
You know, my favorite sushi roll is the dory roll, which is like sweet fried chicken rolled with avocado. What's that word, masago? What's the thing? I don't know what they put on there.
You're asking the wrong person.
But, you know, I know it's avocado, chicken, candied pecans, spiced tomato. What
Monday.
Do you say? Pecans or pecans?
Pecan.
Whatever.
I say pecan.
Right, Loren? Pecan.
You say pecan.
I say pecan too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pecan pie.
It's pecan.
Anyways, back on track. It's Monday.
I also call it a sex.
Anyways, Essex has
not Essex, a sex.
Okay, I got it.
My favorite one at Essex is their yum yum roll. I used to just like shrimp tempura, but now I'm more educated in the sushi world, and the yum yum roll has crab, shrimp tempura, and is topped with tuna and avocado, and my favorite, spicy mayo.
Great. Well, go ahead and go to Essex Bar and Bistro in Uptown.
Help. Tamani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Haley, you think that your boyfriend's hairdresser is coming between the two of you?
I do. So, Justin, he's been seeing this woman and, like, to get his hair cut, obviously, for over 5 years, and he just talks about her all the time, and he goes to get his hair cut every other week. It just feels a little weird to me, the way he talks about her so much.
Every other week is, that's a lot. I mean, I go once a month, but maybe he has a fade or something that he has to...
Yeah, something tight.
Yeah, does he look like Macklemore?
I mean, it's kind of weird. Sometimes he just gets it shampooed, I think. Like, I can't tell the difference.
Your hair's not a car wash. You don't bring it in for a car wash.
Well, guys, like, women go and get blowouts and, like, you know, but, I mean, guys don't need to do that. So, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, have
gets
you ever
the
heard of
done.
A man doing this? Because I haven't.
But you know what? A lot of people have really deep relationships and close relationships with their hairdressers, and there's nothing physical going on.
I mean, yeah, I do get that. I do understand that. You know, bartenders, hairdressers, and therapists, like, all the same thing.
Right.
But the other day, I went, like, he had his appointment, and I was just going to surprise him. I also was a little curious, but also, like, I genuinely just wanted to surprise him, have us go out. And I get to the hair salon, and he's not there. And Trisha, that's his hairdresser, isn't there either. And I asked the front desk, and I was like, hey, is my boyfriend Justin had an appointment. Is Trisha in? I think she's, like, working on him. And she says, the front desk person just says, like, oh, Trisha's out to lunch with a client. And...
Well, that doesn't
told
mean
me about that. He never said they were going to lunch.
But
he says that they're not even friends, like, really, in terms of, like, hanging outside of, you know, the hair salon socially.
But if the front desk girl said that she was out to lunch with a client, I would think, like, I don't know, a hair shampoo distributor or something like that. I wouldn't think, like, someone that you're cutting.
That's true. But,
right, exactly.
But here's the next question that we have for you, Haley, to get down to the bottom of this. And we will call and find out who he sends them to. But just to kind of build up the story here a little bit, did you call him right after that? Did he blow you off? I mean, what happened?
So here's the thing. He doesn't know that I know that he went to lunch with Trisha. I said to him later, I was like, oh, hey, how was your appointment? And he just says, oh, great. Doesn't say anything about lunch.
Okay.
Doesn't say anything about her at all.
I'm going to go ahead and give him a phone call. God. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Justin, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Justin. My name is Daniela. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling with great news. We're giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses on Facebook, and one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your name to get the roses.
Oh, wow.
Is that something you'd be interested in, free red roses?
Yeah, sure. What do I have to, is it? I don't have to, like, sign up for anything or...
No, it's not a recurring charge. I don't even need a credit card from you. I just, it's a promotion. And if you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these romantic roses to, I can take care of that for you very quickly.
Sure.
Okay, so let's start with the person that you'd like to send them to.
Okay, I'd like to send them to Trisha.
Okay. And I also have a card to go with Trisha's roses. I'll get her address from you here in a moment, but what would you like to put on her roses?
Okay, let's put... here's a little something for you to display at work. Don't tell anybody who it's from.
Okay.
What? What the hell? What?
Hey, Justin, that is your girl Haley. You're on War of the Roses with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Oh,
you're
you got
sending
be
her
me.
Flowers? What are you doing with her?
Nothing. I'm not doing anything. She's
your
friend.
Tell them who it's from. What are you doing with her? I know you went to lunch with her, or God knows what, actually. I came to the hair salon that day, Justin. I know you weren't there. You weren't getting your hair cut. What are you actually doing with her?
The person at the front desk said that Trisha was out with a client. That has to be you. It doesn't look good.
Are you stalking me, Haley? Like, what is going on here?
No,
like, I feel like you're just kind of, like, setting me up for everything.
Find,
like, what is...
You know, joke's on me. What? More important, why are you sending her flowers, and why are you telling her not to tell anybody?
Because I'm sending her flowers.
Why are you sending me flowers? You've been dating for, like, almost a year.
Are you messing around with Trisha? Because it sure sounds that way. You sent her the flowers.
Listen, I don't have to answer any of this. This is no. I'm,
you have to answer
I mean, you owe it to Haley.
It's flowers, okay? Like, come on.
And so, romantic roses mean nothing to you.
Oh, I mean, it's a thank you, obviously, but I mean, who cares? Like,
Haley cares.
Who cares? You're with me. What are you doing with her? Are you sleeping with her? You're sleeping with her.
Listen. We should talk about this later.
Sounds like a yes to me, Haley.
Yeah.
That's great. You know what? I hope she cuts her head off next time.
Oh, wow.
That's what I hope for you.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
think
Haley.
Your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings@kiss951.com. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
There's still some time left to get the code word in. Should we be nice and give it again?
Who cares? The rule says we can't, but I don't.
All right, go ahead, Roy.
No, you go ahead.
No, you do it.
I don't want to get in
you
trouble.
You talked a big game.
You know what? I'm scared now.
Never
Our
mind.
Bosses are
All
listening.
Right, here's
what
it is.
If you go on Facebook Live, they're helping each other. So if you go on Facebook Live.
E-Tib. E-Tib. It's backwards day.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
E-Tib. Okay. That's your code word.
E-Tib.
Figure it out.
E-Tib. Oh, bite.
Oh, Roy, you just said it.
Yeah, that took me a second.
If you're just joining us, maybe you just got in the car, you missed War of the Roses, where Haley wanted to find out if Justin was messing around with her hair with his hairdresser. And there's so many things that popped out on that war, and we want you to either go using your Alexa. You can listen to the MRL Show podcast and hear specifically War of the Roses. Alexa says, "Would you?" There's three options.
Yes.
Do you want to listen to the station, listen to the MRL Show podcast, or listen to War of the Roses? So if you have Alexa, enable it to use the Kiss 95.1. Say play Kiss 95.1, and then we come on.
Yeah, we're like, hey, it's the Manny Roy on the Red Morning Show.
Isn't it open? I think it's open. It's not play.
Bring yours in tomorrow, and we'll demonstrate live on the air.
I tried mine at home this weekend, and it didn't work for me.
Mine did.
That's okay. Fine. We'll bring it in. We'll do it live. If it fails, we'll fix it.
But mine worked over the weekend. I did it. Okay, anyway, so you could listen to the war if you missed it. Point being, he went to get a haircut every other week, which we all thought was weird, but a lot of people are tweeting us saying that men in particular saying that they do that. They like to keep it high and tight, therefore they have to go every other week.
Dallas gets his haircut a lot. I don't think every 2 weeks, but probably like every 2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah, I go once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm once a month too.
That's something that stuck out. The other thing that stuck out was the fact that Haley followed up on her hunch herself and went to the hairdresser, the salon, and found that Haley and Justin weren't there getting a haircut like they were supposed to. The front desk person said that they went out to lunch. Justin's like, I've known her for 5 years. It's no big deal. We go to lunch. Anyway, he finally admits that, yes, he should have probably sent the flowers to Haley, but he didn't. He sent them to the hairdresser, whose name I forget, Trish.
That's not good. You don't send your hairdresser romantic roses.
No, no.
No.
But it got us talking in here, and we're wondering, like, who came in between your relationship? Who was it? Was it a neighbor? Was it a coworker? 704-570-9595. Was it the hairdresser? Who was it that got in between you and your significant other? 704-570-9595.
Feel free to tweet us at the MRL Show. You can find us on Instagram and also on Facebook at the MRL Show.
Casey sent a message, said, my husband cheated on me my entire marriage with a coworker of his. I didn't find out until this year after she posted when the relationship started on Facebook.
That is devastating.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people are commenting, too. Because he called Haley, Justin said that Haley was stalking him.
Uh-huh.
Loren, if you have a hunch, you have the right to follow up on that hunch without being called stalking,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. If you're in a relationship with someone, you have the right to know.
That's what I thought.
Now, if she's not in a relationship with him and she's just following him around like a puppy because she wants to be in a relationship with him, that's stalking.
Gotcha. Thanks for the clarification.
Let's bring in Brittany from Lincolnton. Hey, Brittany, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi, Brittany. Who came in between your relationship?
My ex's mom came in between my relationship with me and the guy I'm currently with.
Now, why would she care what's going on with you?
She probably wants her back with her ex.
Oh, actually, she wanted to be with my current husband.
What? How does that web weave?
Yes. Yes.
How did she even know them?
Your ex-boyfriend's mom?
Yes. she is my kid's grandma.
Okay.
Okay, so you had a kid in common with your ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay, so
grandma now wants to hook up with your husband.
Yes.
Well, whoa.
This was like a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, but...
No, it's a great story. What
me.
What did she say to him? Like, how did, like...
Well, she started trying to call him, text him. And, you know, I was like, why are you not calling or texting me? And it kind of finally came out that she was trying to get with him.
No, where's Grandpa? Is there a grandpa in the picture?
No.
No, okay.
There was never a grandpa.
Okay. Interesting.
And so
yes.
did your man tell you that?
He did. He tried to kind of hide it for a while, so it wouldn't really hurt me, but it finally all came out. So we don't talk to the grandma anymore.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Brittany. Thanks for the call. I don't know if we need to continue because there's other people on hold, but that's an amazing story.
I know.
And I want to know how it all came out. You know? Like, how
like
did...
Like, who revealed it?
Yeah, like, what was the incident that was like, okay, you just stepped over the line,
well,
Grandma?
She said Grandma was texting him.
Yeah, but...
That's... But she said that her husband was hiding it from her for a long time.
Because her husband's probably like, A, I'm embarrassed that Grandma's hitting on me, and two, like... I'm not gonna make a move on this, so you don't need to, like, what you don't know is
right.
not gonna hurt you in this situation.
So fascinating.
Let's just put that in perspective. Her ex-boyfriend's mom was hitting on her new man.
Yes. That's a Lifetime movie.
That's what I said. How do you even weave that web?
Oh, man.
All right, I think we're just gonna leave it at that. I think that story wins the...
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Because if we take another call, it's just one call too much.
It's always true.
Man, he had a crush on Piggy in the barn. Like, what?
No. No.
All right, so the big stage can be intimidating. Sometimes maybe you lose your words when you're singing the national anthem. It was worse than Ozzy's, I think.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you who butchered it coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Welcome to Moe's. Everybody's excited about the new Moe's Southwest Grill Carowinds next to Cabela's. With the area's first Moe's drive-thru to serve customers more conveniently, can you blame them? Moe's Carowinds.
Hey, it's back and better than ever. Alive After 5 at the Epicenter. It's going to be an Alive After 5 like you've never seen this Thursday night. Hang out at Alive After 5 at the Epicenter. It is what Cam Newton called a huge party when he was on our show.
Also, Kiss 95.1. Join us Saturday, May 5th for Cinco de Pepo. It's an action-packed free day of fun and festivities just for pets and the people they own. The celebration begins at 10 a.m. at the Social Pet Hotel and Daycare in Pineville.
Now it's your turn. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Did you guys see that John Cena and Nikki Bella split after 6 years?
Good gosh.
They called off their engagement and everything. Meanwhile, while that couple's breaking up, the rumor has it that Gwyneth Paltrow and her fiance have already tied the knot. That their engagement party, quote unquote, was just a cover-up. And they got married at the party.
Okay.
Now, people are drawing the conclusion to this because they saw Gwyneth's mom leaving the event holding a dress bag with a designer that's known for her bridal look.
Okay.
Justin Bieber got into a fight over the weekend at Coachella. Now, he was in an after party and got into an altercation with a guy who was fighting with his girlfriend. And Bieber ended up punching him in the face.
Oof.
Pushing him against a wall and... the woman finally was freed. The man was kicked out.
See, I get that he did a great thing, but...
you think it's going to bite
he
him?
He needs to not get involved.
Doesn't he have security?
I know, but when you're, like, when you see it, you know what I mean? Your first reaction is to immediately react to it instead of flag down a security guard.
Over here.
Yeah. Hey,
over
we need here. Help.
Hey, hey,
we
hey.
Need help.
You could walk over and not touch anyone and be like, dude, stop.
I know, but I think it was escalating too quickly. So, you know.
And I don't think what he did was wrong. I just want the kid to be careful.
Sure. Okay, so a couple other things that, of course, happened at Coachella this weekend. Beyonce slayed. She brought out her husband, Jay-Z, her sister, and Destiny's Child.
Say my name, say my name. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling it baby. Why the search and change?
Say my name, say my name. So I didn't catch this personally, and I watched the performance on the live stream, but Beyonce apparently had two wardrobe malfunctions during the performance as well.
I heard that Coachella made Michelle park in the public lot. She had to pay.
You know, I was talking to somebody, and they said it's really hard to get to Coachella.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I heard
you're
going to
take
hassle.
All these buses, and people get stranded in the desert all the time.
That's the main reason why I'm not going.
Hmm. Yeah, I that's why I like Tortuga, which is in Fort Lauderdale. It's right next to
and
everything.
And that was even hard to get to.
Yeah, but it's still, you could walk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Tortuga, I mean, Coachella, and what's the other one? Bonnaroo,
yeah.
Middle
There's
of
a ton
nowhere.
Of them.
Pass.
Burning Man.
What?
Burning Man.
Oh, Burning Man. Yeah, that is out in the desert. Okay, so you know the yodeler kid? You know this kid? He was featured on Ellen.
He's awesome.
He was yodeling at a Walmart and went from yodeling there to yodeling at Coachella.
Do we have that? I don't know if we have that.
So we don't have the Coachella audio because it was really bad.
Okay.
But we do have the remix of him yodeling.
You don't see that either.
Don't
no.
See that.
Oh, Nicole said she put it in for 8:30.
No.
It's in there.
Oh, hold on. Let me reset.
Hang on.
Nope.
There's nothing in there listed.
Oh, maybe it was saved differently.
Hold on. Somehow we've jumped. That's weird.
Whoa. Yeah, you were in the archive.
All right. Hold on, everybody. We're going to get this yodeling kid. I promise. We are very professional. Oh, there he is.
We are searching.
Okay.
We were looking at old news stories.
Hey. Yeah.
No wonder.
This should have been at Coachella.
I like it.
I love that.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right, good for him, the yodeling kid.
Yes.
I saw some meme that said yodeling kid has done more in the past 2 weeks than I have in my life.
It's true. He went from like the Dollar Tree performing there
Walmart
to Ellen. Walmart, Ellen, Coachella, and then he also did a bunch of tours.
Yeah.
All right. What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone like? What does everyone need to have? What does Lauren like?
Okay, so I'm staying on the Coachella theme, and you guys know I'm kind of against like the fanny pack. I'm not 100% with it. I am starting to get down with it, but not so much. I found something that you can wear instead of the fanny pack, and it's called the smuggler belt. So if you just need to take cash with you, there's a little compartment inside this belt where you can put cash.
All right, the smuggler belt. Go check that out, plus other What Lauren Likes up at kiss95.1.com.
The smuggler belt.
We ask you, who is the drunkest person at your wedding? And there's a good reason why we're going to ask this question. It's because someone got super drunk at a wedding and they jumped out the window. And that's just the start of what happened next. We'll tell you about it in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, want to get
today delicious?
Hey, don't miss the Southern Girls Night Out at Coyote Joe's with Lady Antebellum's Charles Kelly on Wednesday, April 18th. That's this Wednesday night. Get your tickets now at coyote-joes.com, benefiting the V Foundation. Who was the drunkest person at your wedding and what did they do? 704-570-9595. Now, we're taking your stories about the drunkest person at your wedding, and that's great. That's your wedding memory. But no matter who you call in with or who you tweet at the MRL show with, you're not going to beat what this dude did. This guy at a wedding got so drunk. Wait to hear what he did. It's incredible. It's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
I don't understand this. I thought this would be a simple question with a lot of fun answers, but maybe I'm wrong. You guys, I want to tell you about the Roy and Lauren don't even know about the story. A guy got so out of control at a wedding. Wait to hear what he did. It's incredibly stupid, but we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear who was the drunkest person at your wedding and what did they do? 704-570-9595.
Well, I could probably kick this off.
You were the drunk person?
No.
Oh, okay.
I had somebody at my wedding that was the drunk person ended up in a fountain.
Oh, this is close to this story.
And all of my friends to this day now call her Aunt Slushy.
That's a cool
name. It was your aunt?
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't just some wedding, nope. Like a friend of a friend who ended up there. Mm-hmm.
So both of my aunts got so hammered at my wedding. One ended up sleeping a part of the wedding reception in the gym at this house that we rented. And then the other one got so drunk that she ended up back at her hotel and in the fountain.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Where are you at, Carolina? 704-570-9595. Who is the drunkest person at your wedding, and what did they do? And feel free to be that drunk person.
Yeah.
You can call in on that behalf, too. All right. A drunken wedding guest was left bloodied.
Oh, no.
After this happened in Zimbabwe, South Africa, by the way. Mm-hmm. So he's in South Africa. He's at a wedding. The wedding reception is on the same premises as a croxium, where they keep crocs in the water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the dude left the wedding hall, cut through the window in the kitchen, and was so intoxicated, jumped out the window and into the crocs, where his head was clamped in their jaws seconds later, according to witnesses. Incredibly, he escaped with his life after the three crocodiles released the blood-soaked tourist to fight over his torn arm.
No way.
I don't even know what to say.
Is it the crocodile you just punch hard really one time?
It's a shark.
That's a shark.
Yes.
Yes, if you're ever with a shark, you punch them once and they'll go away.
You're supposed to zigzag to get away from crocodiles or alligators.
Not when you're in the water swimming with them.
Right.
That's their territory.
I think that was the problem in the first place there.
Witnesses say he jumped into the pool and crocodiles immediately pounced on him.
Man.
He's lucky because alert guests quickly followed and rescued him, but one of the crocs had already gotten his arm.
Oh, that's sad.
The wedding ceremonies, of course, were halted because of the tragedy.
Meanwhile, the bride's like, Brian, you always want the attention. You got
it. How about you?
You happy now, you idiot?
It's your night. Here comes the ambulance. All right, let's talk to John. John, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, bud.
Amazed by this dude at this wedding. It's crazy.
Real quick, first off, I'm moving back to Florida, so I'm going to really miss you guys.
Oh, no.
They're definitely part of my morning commute in this horrible traffic.
Aww, well, you can still listen.
Yeah, and make sure you listen on the Kiss 95.1 app, and also we would appreciate a replacement. If you could find someone else that could take your spot.
You got it.
All right.
We need that 2 weeks. I was the best man in the wedding, and I was totally drunk and totally forgot my speech, lost my speech. I asked one of our other good friends of a story of the groom, and him used that story for the best man speech.
Last second preparations.
That's awesome.
I took a slice of cake and put it in the bride's face.
Oh my gosh.
At the request of the maid of honor, though. It was her idea, but I was the drunk idiot that did it.
And were you shown out after that?
Yeah, the bride didn't talk to me. Actually, my best friend didn't talk to me for probably a year and a half. And then, like, they would ignore me when they would come down to visit. And I just randomly showed up at their house and said, look, this is it. We gotta squash this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How come we're losing such a good listener?
I know. John's awesome.
I mean, John, you fit right in with us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I definitely will miss you.
What part of Florida are you moving to?
Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
you'll love it.
Yeah, we have Beasley stations down there. Yeah. They're the same company that owns us.
That's true. Yeah. Is it Yo Mom, Big Mama?
But listen to us on the Kiss 95.1 app on your commute. We're on at the same time that you'll be commuting, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, see you, bud. There you go, John.
It always sucks when we lose one. This is Janelle.
He put cake in the bride's face at a wedding, and we're mad that he's moving.
Yeah. Screw the bride.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't want to lose them. Janelle in Mount Pleasant, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Janelle, hi.
Hi.
Who is the drunkest person at your wedding, Janelle? Play along.
This was my first wedding. It was my sister-in-law. I actually planned to sing a song to my husband during our wedding. And she decided to get up and start singing with me, drunk, ruined the whole song, and then completely just fell on the dance floor.
It just fell out.
Yes, it like tripped over her own feet.
Oh, man. That is so funny. Did anybody help her? Did you help her out, or did you let her sit there?
No, I kind of just sat there, like, in awe.
Yeah,
like,
you let her figure
really?
It out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right. Thanks for playing along, Janelle.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Still to come.
So, I think we need to play a game on a Monday morning.
All right.
I think we should do the game that always sounds good on paper, and when it works, it's awesome, but it rarely works, so let's give it a try.
The Google game?
The Google feud.
I love the Google feud. I love it.
We need two contestants, producer Nicole. We don't have a prize for you.
But we do have our love, and John is leaving, so we need a replacement anyway.
That's true. 704-570-9595. Call now to play the Google feud, where we give you the first part of the Google search, and you got to finish it, all right? 704-570-9595. Get in now to play the Google feud.
Game.
It's time for America's favorite game, Finish That Google Search.
You know, when you go to google.com and you begin typing a search, it starts trying to guess what your sentence is to complete it for you.
Yeah.
So what we do is we give you the beginning of a sentence, then you got to guess the top,
Yeah, top three.
Top three. Yep. Results of what Google would suggest.
Now, we have Dana in Wilkesboro on hold, Roy and Loren. We lost to her contestant. Ryan was going through bad area, so we lost his cell phone. So if you want to play the Google feud, give us a call at 704-570-9595, and we'll bring you in to the Google feud.
Hey.
Oh, I'm not the Steve Harvey feud guy. I like an old 70s.
All right, that's fine. Whatever's fine.
Dana, hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Just trying to find that other contestant to call in at 704-570-9595. No prizes, just our love, just fun.
That's
just
right.
Fun, yep. I'm riding down the road anyways with my one-year-old. We're going to the doctor, so.
I wonder what game show in America doesn't offer prizes besides us.
Yep, this is it.
It's pretty cool.
Like, well, that's a good prize anyways, you know, listening to you guys.
Aww. You're so sweet. All right, we have the phones ringing. Producer Nicole is going to bring somebody on here for us to play against you.
Looks like his name is going to be Michael.
Here he is. Let me lock you in and bring in Michael.
All right.
Michael?
Yes, sir.
Hey, bud. Welcome to the MRO Morning Show on Google Feud.
Appreciate it.
Everybody know how to play. We're going to give you a line. You're going to finish it. But first, you got to call out your name to buzz in first. First person to call out their name gets the first guess. Everybody good?
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Good.
Loren, we've got Dana, and we got Michael, and we got our first question.
We sure do.
Go ahead.
All right. So, why does my neighbor blank?
Dana.
Dana, go ahead. Why does my neighbor...
Why does my neighbor's dog bark?
Dog bark. Is it on the board?
Why does my neighbor dog bark? Show me dog bark!
Oh.
Not on the board.
No, Michael with a chance to steal.
Why does my neighbor park on the road?
That's a pretty good one.
These are all good ones.
Yeah.
But we remind our contestants that this is the Google search, and you got to think outside the box. Here we go. Not on there. Back to you, Dana. Why does my neighbor
yell all the time?
What's that?
Yell all the time.
Yell
all the time.
Yell all the time.
This one's a little tougher. That is not there. We'll give Michael one more shot. Michael, why does my neighbor
stand on her front porch?
Yeah, that's not. You're close.
That is very close, actually. Why does my neighbor
hate me? That's what I have.
Why are you going for
that? That was the number one, though.
Yeah, that was the number one.
Oh, sorry. Why does my neighbor always copy me?
Why does my neighbor
stare at me?
And why does my neighbor
hate me?
Okay, I got it.
All right.
That was just a warm up.
Roy, you got question number two here on the Google feud.
Here we go. How come my husband blank? How come my husband blank? Michael locking in the first guess.
Snores.
Why? How come my husband snores? Is that on the board?
It should be. But it's not.
Nope.
All right. Over to you, Dana.
All right. How come my husband eats loudly?
Eats loudly. No.
I feel like that might be a personal thing for Dana.
One more shot. Michael, how come my husband...
sleep so much?
Sleep so. These are all really good questions. Yeah. Just not what Google thinks you're going to say. By the way, you could type this in yourself and see exactly what we're seeing. It's
you all right. One more shot, Dana. What do you got?
Don't change the baby diaper.
Yeah. Okay. No. Good one. Really good one. Not the top three from Google though. Here we go. You ready? How come my husband
doesn't love me?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to let you guys handle this one.
Well, there's one I don't think we can say.
Yeah. How come my husband doesn't want me? And how come my husband isn't romantic?
Oh, my goodness.
One of them was how come my husband doesn't get excited about me.
Yeah, but in a very crass way.
I figured that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we bail on this or do one more question?
Yeah, might as well do one more. We're already in it.
Yeah, why not?
All right, come on. Let's play more Google Feud. Loren, question number three, the final question.
Which, by the way, contestants have 0-0. Yeah.
But great answers.
All tied up. All right, last question. I was just bit by a...
Michael.
Yeah. Ooh, I heard Michael first.
Yeah, Michael got in first.
Okay.
Spider.
Yeah, there you go. That now we're
spider.
Talking.
Correct.
That's the number one answer. So you got the point there.
Wait.
That means we got a winner.
Hey, Michael, you won. Nothing.
The other two were nothing.
Yeah.
I just got bit by a dog.
I was just bit by a tick.
You know why this fails? Is because you don't ever go in the right order.
He tells you to go in one order, and then he doesn't do that order. Right. He goes backwards.
He reads the number one. He reads the number four. He never goes from three to one.
The common denominator and why this bit does not work.
We have one more question. This is just for all of us. We can all play this one because I haven't typed it in yet.
Okay.
What is the rash on my
butt?
Let's see. What is the rash on my... Go ahead, Michael.
I heard her go first.
Yeah, she said first.
It doesn't matter. This doesn't count anyway. Okay. This is just for fun.
Count,
yeah, Michael, what did...
I said leg.
Leg? Okay, leg not on the list. Dana?
I said buttock.
No?
Buttocks wasn't on there either. Although inner thigh was.
That's maybe leg.
Yeah, it could be the leg. Alfie Solomon's face is on there. Alfie Solomon from Peaky Blinders.
I don't even know what Peaky Blinders is.
It's a show on Netflix.
Yeah,
it's a show on Netflix.
Does Alfie Solomon have a rash on his face?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, prayer face. Like, you know, I don't know. It's like indentions in the face. That's what he...
Okay.
Yeah.
Indentions on the face.
That's what Google's questioning right now.
All right.
What's on. Okay. All right, congratulations to all of our contestants. You go home with great prizes.
Yes.
You're part of show history now. You'll always be on our podcast.
That's it.
Dana and Michael, thank you guys. Have a great day, okay?
Appreciate it.
Thank you guys too.
We'll be back with more Feud in a few more months on the MRL Morning Show.
Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we asked on Instagram on Friday, a small conversation has kind of blown up and gotten crazy on our socials with the MRL show family members. If you're wearing a shirt with buttons, do you call it a button down or a button up? Roy's wearing one right now, Loren. It's plaid. It's opened. But what would you say Roy has on right now? A button-down shirt or a button-up shirt?
If I'm being completely honest, I think I say both. But
really?
I want to say button-down more than button-up.
Y'all are crazy. I just say it's a button shirt. I don't even say if it's up or down.
No. There's a specific answer.
Buttoned up.
Like there's a specific way to put the toilet paper in the roll.
I say button-down because you start at the top and you work your way down. So it's button-down.
Yeah, I think I say button down more.
Okay, that's what I say. But a lot of people, when I said the word button down, were like, no, that's a button up. Because they button from the bottom up.
Who does that?
Well, here's the
thing.
Like
a majority of the people on our Instagram poll.
Yeah, and let me tell you why. Because if you start at the top, as a guy, you traditionally don't button the very top button. So you start from like the second or third one down, and then you can... Sometimes you get them mixed up. So I know a ton of people that start from the bottom because you line that up and then you button up.
Well, the bottom button never even fits across my belly anyway, so I never button the bottom one.
Producer Nicole, what do you call it, a button up or button down?
I call it a button up, but I button my buttons up to down.
Up to down?
She starts at the top.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm. You're right. I do. I call it a button up. I said button down. I'm wrong. I when I say it out loud, like Amanda's like, "What are you going to wear?" I'll say a button up.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a button up today, but I buttoned
it
down.
Button down.
I think I say button down.
No, that's wrong. Okay, now, see, I knew this had traction.
I don't know what
I knew this debate was worth something.
I don't know what I said.
If I said, like, Dallas, are you going to wear a button down to dinner?
No, I think I say button up. I do.
See? Don't even know. It's common practice.
I think, because I'm going to wear a button up to dinner. I think it's button up. I do. Button down sounds strange.
Right?
But you button down.
Dude, but I'm telling you, like, 80% of the people called it a button down. And people's responses were button down, button down, button down.
This is making my head hurt.
I know.
And even my wife just tweeted, button down.
It's a button. She calls it a button down?
Well, she texted me and said it's a button down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But it's not.
I'm going to wear a button up.
Yeah. My wife will say, babe, what are you going to wear? I'll say a button up. She'll go, is it ironed? And I'll say no. That's a conversation we have every single day. The things that matter on the MRL show. Baby,